one night he was over at my house. He couldn't work anymore. He kept he had fallen into he was head chef at Giorgio's, and he'd fallen into a vat of beans that they put on the floor. And when we got to the hospital, of course, when they took off his socks, so his skin came. And wow. He had to have skin grafts, and that's when we found out that he had MS. But so he came to live with me, and he was in such pain one night that he was screaming. The lesions were forming in his brain. He was like he was had epilepsy. I mean, he was just convulsing. And he was just screaming. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, one of his friends came over. And I had been a very law-abiding citizen. My father was an attorney in Lawrence and also in the House of Representatives. And so I told Richie at the time, I said, you know, he really can't, you know, have company. Thinking about, you know, taking him by ambulance to the hospital, and Richie said, well, can I go in there? And I let him go in there. And pretty soon I smelled the smell. And I thought, what in the world? And Mike's screaming stopped, and then I heard Mike laughing. And I went in there, and I said, what in God's name did you do? And he said, I gave him a joint to smoke. And I said, what? In my house? Oh, my God, no. And, you know, but I saw then that it worked. And I was ready to, you know, buy it for him after that. I mean, when you see someone you love suffering so bad, you're willing to do anything. And he was suffering. I mean, it was ungodly.